It's number one in our white book. Number one. Let's sing that first verse again. You really have to sing all three of them together, don't you? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him tonight with all our hearts. Hallelujah. He is worthy.
Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Joyful, all ye people, and magnify Jesus. you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord has given us these songs to help us to enter into worship. Hallelujah. That's why we're here tonight, to worship the Lord Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise God. And as we do that, we begin to sense His presence. Maybe you sensed His presence as soon as you walked into this meeting place. Hallelujah. He's here to meet with us. Hallelujah. And that's what makes coming here so exciting. We were driving up today, myself and four ladies from our church in Canarsie, and we were looking forward to what God is going to do in these few days that we'll be here over the weekend. And we're expecting to meet Jesus and have Him speak to us, have Him work in us, have Him reveal Himself to us more greatly. And I'm sure He wants to do that for every one of us. And I know that's why you're here as well. Praise God. It's so nice to be here. If you don't know who I am, no great loss. My name's Ken Friedman. I pastor the church in Canarsie, Brooklyn. It's one of the outstations of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. I was helping in both churches for 17 years. And then for the next 17 or so, a little more, I've been going to Canarsie more regularly. Praise God. And I live there in the church building, so it's very hard to be late for church. Or very easy. One of the... depends. But we live right there in the building, and that's been a real joy for my family and I. We just step through the door, and we're in church. And when church is over, if people let us go home, then we step through the door and go home. Praise God. And I was up here already for a week in July, and we had a wonderful time seeking the Lord. And then I came up for one day to visit my son, who turned 16 years old, as a camper down in Nonantum. And then I was asked, could I come again? And that was scheduled, but we tagged another day onto that. And so as I was coming up for the weekend, I thought this would be a great opportunity to get some of the ladies that have never been to Pilgrim Camp, ladies or men in our church, maybe they would like to come for just the weekend and get introduced to camp. They hear so much about Pilgrim Camp in our church. They join us in prayer for camp every time we have opportunity to look to the Lord throughout the summer especially. And so I was so happy that four of them were able to come. And three of them have never been to camp before. And one of them, Sister Gladys, she's been here a number of times. Her daughter was a camper and so on. And so when I come to camp, each time I come, there are faces that I know, people that I've seen over the years, and always happy to see them again, like our Sister Marie Hofflander and those with her. And, well, I don't want to start naming too many names, but a number of you I know here and I've seen. And then there are some that I don't know who you are, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you. That's the wonderful thing about camp. The reservoir of fellowship just gets bigger and bigger all the time. Praise God. But Sister Gladys, raise your hand. Yes, that's Sister Gladys Duval. She's the one that's been here before, and she's been a real blessing in our church, been attending for many years. And next to her is Sister Mikkel. Her grandson was at camp for the first time this last period, Danley. And her daughter came up to see her son with her family. And so now Mikkel sees where Danley was and why he was so blessed when he came back home. And then we have our Sister Andrea and Andrea Purchase. And Jesus purchased her with his own precious blood, just like all of us. And she loves the Lord with all her heart. And I'm so glad that she can be here with us. And then next to her is Sister Maxine Lewis. And Sister Maxine, you know, the Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, she's my next door neighbor, literally. and Sister Andrea, when I picked her up, I could see the church. If you had a good arm, you could throw a rock at the church and hit it from her house. But I hope you never would. Okay. And so we're so glad that God has been bringing people from the neighborhood close to the church in. And we have a very precious family there in Canarsie. And I had such a good time in the car with them. I can't begin to tell you how they made the time fly. They're a happy group. You'll find that out. And so I encourage you to get to know them, and I'm sure they're looking forward to getting to know you as well. But praise God. What a wonderful fellowship that Jesus has brought us into, and we ought to take full advantage of it. And here's a good place to do that. You need to be encouraged? God is here. God is in his people. God's presence is in this place. He wants to encourage you. If you need deliverance, you need to be set free from something, Jesus is here. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. If you need healing in your body or healing in your soul, Jesus, the mighty healer, is among us. And as we worship him and just yield ourselves to him, don't be surprised if you feel touch in your body and you know that Jesus has met you and he's made things well. Praise God. And whatever else it is that we need, oh, how many people have been filled with the Holy Spirit when they've come to Pilgrim Camp and just got away from all the distractions at home and turned off the TV, laid aside the cell phones, and all the busyness that goes along with work and family life, and they come to camp, and they just dedicate that time to seeking God, to waiting upon the Lord. You know, God does something for us in these special times that we dedicate to him. I think the ladies like Pilgrim Camp best of all because they don't have to cook. That's what they tell me. That's one of the added blessings. I don't have to cook or do the dishes. But we just go and we eat and we have fellowship and then we go and eat some more. Praise God. And so God bless you all. I'm looking forward to spending this weekend together with you. And we're really trusting Jesus to cause us all to return home in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. That's what the Apostle Paul says, that God wants us to return in the fullness of his blessing. Hallelujah. And I don't know what that may mean for you exactly or for me, but he knows what it means. And that's the important thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have gathered us together. We believe that we're here by your appointment. You put it into our hearts to come, and then you provided the means for us to do so, and you opened the way. Some have traveled quite a distance, and Lord, you made it possible. You gave us strength and all that we need to come together at this time. And Lord, we believe that you have something definite that you want to accomplish in us and through us. As we just give ourselves to you and in these meetings and out of these meetings, bless our fellowship, Lord. We pray, Jesus, that you'll fill us with the love of God and that you'll help us to be a blessing one to another. Use those whom you want to use, Lord. Help us to be obedient when the Holy Spirit tugs upon our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you'll help all of us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray help us to do that, Lord. You get hold of our attention. And Lord, you rivet our attention upon yourself. And then, Lord, fill us with light. Fill us with your glory. Move among us, Lord, we pray, in the way that you so desire. And Lord, most importantly, we pray that you will get the glory that you are worthy of. Help us to praise you in a way, Lord, that you really deserve. Lord, anoint our praises. Bring us into great liberty in worship, Lord. Help us to forget about ourselves and to just love Jesus and see Jesus and give him time. Hallelujah. We can never praise you enough, Lord. And so, Jesus, help us to come with that attitude of heart. And, oh, God, we just pray, make us sensitive to what you're wanting to say. Help us to move, be in touch with the moving of your Spirit, Lord. And we pray that in everything, Jesus will be glorified. Hallelujah. He will be exalted. Hallelujah. We will be made more like him. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's turn in our other hymn books to 118. The Comforter has come. Of course, the Comforter is the Holy Spirit. And so let's sing about him. Praise God. Number 118. The last days. We've been in the last days a long time, but now we're in the last of the last days, aren't we?
Hallelujah.
And the Bible tells us in the last days, the love of many will wax cold, iniquity will abound. We see these things happening. It's undeniable. But God has a solution. God has an answer. He said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's God's answer to the crisis of these last days in which we live. And we as God's people need to understand that and get hold of that. That's the answer, to be filled with the Spirit of God, to be filled with all His fullness, to be filled to overflowing. Hallelujah. In the last days, these wicked things will happen. But God said, in the last days, I will come to my people, and I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will see visions, and your young men will dream dreams. Hallelujah. On your servants and handmaidens, I will pour out of my spirit. Praise God. And so if ever we need to be reaching out and believing God for the fullness of the Holy Ghost, it's now, it's today. And so we want to do that. Praise God and hallelujah. Lord, if that's your answer for these last days, then Lord, cause that answer to find fulfillment in my life. Lord, I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I cannot endure the things that are to come and the things that we're dealing with now in my own strength. It has to be the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through my life. Hallelujah. And if you talk to Jesus like that, he knows exactly what you're talking about, because he knows you need the Holy Ghost more than you realize yourself. And so we ought to line ourselves up with his purpose and say, Lord, fill me with your spirit. All the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Hallelujah. So that I can meet the challenges of this day and overcome and be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. So let's sing that last verse, O boundless love divine. Hallelujah.
O boundless love divine.
the Lord. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We worship the Lord. We worship Him.
Before I forget, you know that this year we have been here at camp, we have been considering the life and ministry of our brother Hans Waldfogel, and particularly his teaching and emphasis that he has passed on to us. He has gone to be with the Lord 50 years ago, 1969, now it's 2019. So that's 60 years ago, 50 years, excuse me. Why am I saying 60? 50 years ago. And a devotional has been made for the staff, Truths We Cherish, the Legacy of Hans Waldfogel. And these are also available to any of the guests that would like one. Brother Paul has them right there. Yeah, raise your hand if you don't have one yet. We'd like you to get one. And you can read along with our staff each morning. Praise God. That way we'll all be on the same page, literally, right? The same page. Okay. Praise God. And so we've just begun another period. So today we're reading the first Friday. Tomorrow will be the first Saturday. And then as we get into next week, it'll be the second Monday, second Tuesday, and so on. Praise God. And this will be a blessing to you. We also have a book that has been published concerning the life of our brother Hans Waldfogel. Everybody's Uncle, it's called. And it was written by his niece, so to say. And if you are a staff member, you'll be getting your book when you leave and go home. You check out in the office, they'll be sure to get you one. But if you're a guest and you'd like one of those books, they're giving them out for free, and that's also at the office. So tomorrow, you can stop in the office and ask for your book, and they'll be happy to give it to you. Praise God. And I've read that book before I came up to camp, and it was a blessing. There's a lot of history there. If you're part of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Fellowship, then you'll recognize a lot of the names and a lot of the places and the churches that are spoken about there that God used the Brother Hans to start or to build up, both here and in Europe and other parts of the world. Praise God. But if you don't, if you're not part of the fellowship in that same way, there's still much blessing in that book for you. And he certainly lived a remarkable life, and a life really given to God. And we can all profit by considering him and his example. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just glanced at that reading again for today, and it talks there about Pentecostal meetings. And people wonder, what do we mean by Pentecostal? There are some Pentecostal churches, I wouldn't be very comfortable in their meetings. They're kind of wild and seem out of control sometimes. We've heard of people barking like dogs and all these strange manifestations. And that's not what Brother Hans was talking about at all when he talked about Pentecostal meetings. But he was talking about meetings where people come together and they get their eyes on Jesus. And he's the center. He's the reason why everybody's there, to meet him, to glorify him, to yield ourselves and let him have his way. And he speaks there in that devotional this morning about how we, as his members of his body, we need to make ourselves available to him. And in a real Pentecostal meeting where God is really having his way, he won't always just use the preacher. You know, there are some churches set up that the preacher does everything. And that's not really God's highest will, because God has given gifts to other members of his body in the congregation. And there are times when the Holy Spirit will tug upon your heart, and he wants you to do something. He wants you to say something. He wants to use you in some way to fill a place in that meeting. And that's one thing that I've always loved about Pilgrim Camp, that when you come up to camp, you never know who's going to speak that in that meeting. Who's going to sing a solo? Who's going to pray a prayer? Who's going to give a testimony? Some exhortation. Sure, we expect the preacher to do what he's supposed to do or she's supposed to do. But God wants to use others as well. And of course, it's not going to be in every meeting that 10 people are used. Maybe just one or two. Sometimes maybe 5 or 10. Who knows? That's his business. But the idea is that when we come to meeting, we just say, Lord, I belong to you. And if you want to use me tonight in any way, Lord, I just give myself to you. And sometimes the Lord just wants us to worship him. And he wants us to listen for his word and have faith. It's not those. There's many ways in which God uses us. And it's not always in speaking and so on. But he speaks about that. That's what he wanted. That's what he looked for when he came together with God's people. That God would use whomever he desired to. And sometimes he had meetings where it was absolutely silent. And he never got up to say a word, and nor did anybody else. And the Lord's presence was so near, and God was working so mightily all by himself that nobody wanted to get up and interrupt what God was doing. Amen. And so we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And if God is going to really have his way in a meeting, he needs people that will let him have his way in them. And that's why it's so important that everyone in the meeting get their eyes on Jesus. Everyone in the meeting worship him. They participate. We don't just sit around to listen to other people worshiping God, but we are living members of his body, and we worship him along with all the others. Hallelujah. We lift our hands. We lift our voice. We just give ourselves to him. And then, as the Holy Spirit tugs upon our heart, we say, Lord, help me to do what you want me to do and say what you want me to say. And we get up and we give him praise, and then we sit down and get our eyes back on him. Praise God. You know, every preacher has experienced this. We preach, and then we go home and we think about what we said and how we could have said it much better and much shorter. And I think it was Brother John Munsinger told this story. Brother Paul's brother spoke about the preacher who preached in his church and went back home. A friend of his saw him the next day and said, "Boy, I'm sorry I couldn't be in that meeting last night. I wanted to hear you preach. And what did you talk about?" He said, "Well, if you want to know what I talked about, you can get the recording." They recorded it. "If you wanted to know what I should have said, you should have been with me in the car on the way home." Something like that. I think I'm missing an element, but that's the idea. If you want to know what I really should have if you know what I wanted to say, I can show you my notes. And if you want to know what I really should have said, you should have been with me in the car on the way home when I was talking to myself and saying, "Oh, wow." Anyway. But, you know, that's okay, because we don't always say exactly what we want to say or the way we want to say it, but we trust that God will use us to communicate what he wants to communicate. That's the important thing. And he uses imperfect vessels. You don't have to be an eloquent speaker to be a blessing. I remember sometimes people would get up to testify, and as they began to testify, they'd just cry. They couldn't talk. Then they'd sit down, and they were so embarrassed. We were so blessed by that testimony. We saw that. They loved Jesus so much, and it meant so much to them what they were saying. And that was a blessing in itself. Maybe even better than more so than what they would have said. And so I imagine you've been doing that this past week, and I trust that we'll continue. We like to encourage our young people on the staff, testify. Pray out in prayer meeting. Learn to let God use you. Yield yourself. Don't wait for someone else. You'll miss out on the blessing that God has for you if you don't yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. And so let's be those channels of blessing, and let's ask God to develop us. You know, as you get up and speak and pray and sing and worship, God gets greater hold of you, and God develops you, and these gifts that he's put into you, as we use them for his glory, he perfects them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing Channels Only. That's also in this book. And that's number 120. 120. I just want to say this about Sister Marie Hofflander. Again, I was so happy to see her. I lived at Pilgrim Camp in 1978 when I had black hair and I was half the man I am now, weight-wise. I lived here and 78, 79, I think it was somewhere in 1980, I went down to Fredericksburg, Virginia to help in the first church that I was assigned to. And I got to know the Hofflanders a little bit while I was here at camp, because Sister Marie's husband, Charles, was the brother to Caroline Gardner. Sister Gardner and her husband were the first directors of camp. And so the Hofflanders had a great interest in camp, and Brother Charles and Sister Marie used to come every summer and serve God here. And I got to love and appreciate their ministry. And when I went to New York, after a few years, I was asked to go to New York. And they called me up and asked me if I'd like to have special meetings in their church in Waukegan, Illinois. I never had special meetings anywhere in my life, and that was a little bit scary. But they really encouraged me. And they said, "Come, Kenny, come, and you know, we'll have special meetings. It'll be a blessing. We'll have faith with you." And I was there for about a week or two. And we had meeting after meeting, and I had times of prayer with them. I was going through a very difficult time in my life at that time, a time of transition and a little bit of confusion. And it was really God's appointment that he allowed me to go down there. And I don't know if I was any blessing at all, but I know they were a great blessing to me. And I never forgot that. You know, God uses people in your lives at certain times that you never forget. You never forget them and the blessing that God made them to you. And so that's why I'm so happy to see you, Sister Marie. And looking forward to seeing Brother Charles when we get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Amen. Praise God. I was always jealous of Brother Ernie because he was always up here when the Hofflanders were up here. And I never got to see them much. So thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's sing 120 Channels Only. Why don't we stand together while we sing? To you from the devotional. It's better to hear it from Brother Hans Waldfogel's words than mine. In a truly Pentecostal meeting, Jesus manifests himself. There's a danger of becoming formal. One, two, three songs, then testimonies, prayer, sermon. How much more wonderful it is when Jesus ministers his own life to us. That requires everyone to function in the Holy Spirit as members of one body. Everyone ought to take part according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. One might pray, another lift his hands in praise, another testify. Shall Jesus have his way, or will we have our program our way? The way to come to any meeting is to bring Jesus with you. Nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in him. Praise God. Amen. So let's sing that last verse. Praise God.
Jesus, fill now with thy Spirit hearts that full surrender know that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah, I belong to you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Oh.
Myself anymore. Jesus bought me with his own precious blood, and now I belong to him. And he has the right to do with me whatever he wants to, whenever he wants to. God's people need to get hold of that. Hallelujah. If he wants me to, he wants to use me, then what do I have to say about that? Except, yes, Lord, I'm yours. Hallelujah. If you can use me in any way, that's an honor. Hallelujah. It's the least that I can do to repay you for all that you've done for me. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.